Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Nikki, and what's your name?
Jalarian.
We're going to do what's called the math running record, and so you're just going to go through and you're going to answer some questions for me, and then I'm going to take notes, and then I'm going to ask you some questions about your thinking, and then I'm going to ask you some questions about math. All right, so put your finger as you go down, say the answer.
0 times 1 equals 0.
Okay.
7 times 1 equals 7.
Okay.
5 times 8 equals.
Okay.
4 times 10 equals 40.
Okay.
2 times 9 equals 18.
Okay.
3 times 4 equals 12.
Okay.
6 times 7 equals 37.
Okay.
9 times 9 equals 81.
Okay.
5 times 11 equals 55.
Okay.
8 times 12 equals.
Okay. Tell me what you do anytime you see 0 multiplied by a number.
You not add nothing.
Okay.
You not multiply nothing.
Okay. What do you do when you see 1 multiplied by a number?
You just do the number 1 time.
Okay. What about when you see 2?
You do it 2 times.
Okay. What about when you see 5?
You count by 5.
Is that what you were doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about by 10?
Count by 10s.
All right. But you knew automatically that 4 times 10 was 40.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you know that? Because I didn't see you counting by 10s.
Because for any time you do 10, I already know that 10, like 10 times 4 equals 40.
Mm-hmm. What would like 10 times 7 equal?
70.
Okay. What about 10 times 10?
100.
All right. What about when you see like 3 times 4 or something like that? What do you do to get that one?
I just go 4, 8, 12.
Okay. So you skip count.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about when you see like 6 times 7? What do you do?
I count by 5, then I add the number.
All right, so give me an example. Like, how did you find this one?
I do 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Then I add 37. I add the 7.
Okay, let me see. Okay. So you skip counted by 5s. And then you added the number. Okay. Now, what about when it's like 8 times 8 or 7 times 7 or 9 times 9? What do you do for those?
I do not the 10.
Oh.
9 times 10.
Oh, when you see 9? Like, what would 9 times 6 be? Tell me about your thinking. Like, what would you... I see you, like, you're bobbing your head. Uh-huh.
I would do 10 times 6.
Okay.
And that would equal 60.
Uh-huh.
Then I subtract 1. I mean, subtract 3.
You subtract 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did the 3 come from?
Because I add 6. I do 9 minus 6 Then I do the 3.
You did 9 minus 6 and you got 3. All right. So give me, like, tell me what 9 times 8 would be. How would you do that?
Do 8 times 10.
Mm-hmm.
That equals 80.
Okay.
Then I add 9.
And you'd get?
89.
Okay. All right. Tell me how you do your 11s.
11s, I do 1 plus 1, that equals 20. Then add the 1 plus, the other 1 plus 1, and that equals 22. And then add the 2 to the 2, then add 2 to the 1. The 2 right there, and add that, that'll be 3.
Mm-hmm.
Then like that, that'll be 33.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go 40.
Mm-hmm.
And that equals 43.
Mm-hmm.
I go 50.
Mm-hmm.
That equals 53.
All right, let's see what you got. But you said that 5 times 11 was 55.
Because I counted the 5. 11 times.
Oh, okay. So you counted 5 11 times. Okay. What about 8 times 12? How did you figure that one?
I did 12 plus 12 equals 24. And 24 plus 12 equals 36.
Okay.
And I kept on doing adding 12 to each number.
When did you know when to stop?
Because I have the 8 in my head. And then once I finish that, then that's when I put the other number in my head.
Like, okay.
Like 12. If I go to 36, that'll be 4 times. I mean, 3 times. Then I know that we got to go to 8. Then I have 5 more to go.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, do you like math?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you, what are these problems you think is easy and what do you think is tricky?
The ones that count by fives and the ones that got zeros and ones.
Are those easy or tricky?
Easy. And the twos.
Which ones are tricky?
The 12s, the 11s, and 9s, and 7s, and 8s.
Okay. What do you do when you get stuck?
I start all the way back.
All right. Thank you so much for meeting with me today. We're done.
Thank you, Larry.